Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today's very special guest is someone well known to the university community. Father Douglas Bailey is joining us. Father Doug has been a part of FIT for 30 years. Wonderful to have you here. And as our Catholic campus chaplain, as well as an adjunct professor in humanities, you are involved in so many aspects of campus life. Please give us an update on some of the activities going on with ministries on campus currently.
Campus ministry exists to enhance the spiritual and religious life of the students here. And we do that because we have a Protestant campus minister, we have myself, we have a struggling Jewish group, and the Muslim students, of course, have their own mosque around the corner. My job is part of that group, but primarily I'm tasked for the spiritual and religious life of the Catholic students on campus. So in order to do that, we do everything that you would do in a normal parish. A normal Catholic parish. We have masses every day and Sunday. We have instructions. We have weddings, baptisms, all the sacraments. So that gives you an idea of campus ministry.
As you said, you do everything from weddings. You have done memorial services and funeral masses and everything over 30 years in the campus. And have you seen, really, during your time here, a growth in the community of faith on this campus?
Yes. When I first started 30 years ago, one of the problems, particularly in the Catholic Church since Vatican II, has been the lack of catechesis, the lack of education of young Catholics. 20, 30, 40 years ago, we were really bad at that. Now I'm starting to see well-evangelized. Evangelized means that they've made a conversion in their lives, that they've actually made a commitment to Jesus Christ in the case of a Christian. So yes, I've seen that change.
And another change that's coming to Florida Tech is Mary Star of the Sea Catholic Student Residence, or more formally known, Mary Star of the Sea Newman Hall. Tell us about how that's evolving.
Let me tell you, first of all, the reason for it. I talked about catechesis and evangelization. That never ends. That has to be throughout your entire life. But college is a particularly important time in learning the faith and committing yourself to the faith. Our idea is to have this Newman Hall where not just Catholic students, but anyone who shares Christian values is welcome to live so that they can continue to be formed in the faith during that college period. How it came about is a group out of the University of Illinois. University of Illinois has had a Catholic residence since 1946. So they have a St. John's Newman Hall, 600 students. It's connected with their chapel. It's right across the street from the Student Center, right next to the main quad in at the University of Illinois. Mm-hmm. So the people there were thinking, how can we replicate this, which has been very successful for them? It becomes a gathering place. It becomes a center. It becomes a cultural and educational center for Catholic life on the campus of University of Illinois. And they want to know, how can we replicate this around the country? What they did is they got investors. It's a for-profit program. Mm-hmm. And the profits are then used to put back into building more residences on more secular campuses around the country. So right now, there are two that are being built. One here, one at Texas A&M Kingston. Once it's built, we'll have campus minister living there, a young married couple. We'll have opportunities for catechesis, Bible study within that hall, and open to anybody, of course, on campus.
Again, constructed by the Newman Housing Fund and in cooperation with Florida Institute of Technology. It'll have beds for 140 students and hope to be completed this fall.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's about all the time we have, but I want to thank you for coming in, Father Douglas Bailey, our Catholic campus chaplain and adjunct professor in humanities. Father Doug, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.